Hi everybody, it's Woody. There's no right or wrong path to creative expression. It starts with a vision and an opinion over how to make that vision come across. And sharing that vision with people means that you're showing them a part of yourself, either through the material that you make, the topics tackled, the voice and delivery, or the support and feedback through the vision. These are the specifics I encounter when I come up with my ideas for sharing content and creating material as Woody. It's something that I feel inclined to share in what I've made so far. Sometimes, as we can all attest, the first take or impulsive recordings carry just as much artistic merit as something conceptual, well-produced, or wonderfully scripted. The format for sharing our art then helps dictate what art we make in some ways. And artists ultimately make the final decision for their vision, how they want it to unfold, what characteristics they perceive as success or failure, and whether or not it retains merit even as circumstances change in the future. To apply this to my personal approach, I've had a vision for two large-scale projects, The Dirty Dozen, Baker's Dozen, as well as 35. These are collective, collaborative efforts that I produced over the course of several months and that account for several hours of content, specifically. I also participated in community events like Halloween and Secret Santa, as well as posting and commenting backstage this past year. But perhaps most importantly, I recognized early on that my role within the community was not to fit into a box or to limit myself to just one thing. I love making music with sexy sounds as inspiration. I love writing scripts for one-on-one collaborations that explore familiar territory for me. And I love pushing boundaries as well, making handcrafted, well-produced audios that people get an opportunity to discover. And like many have said before and lots will say after, I am but one voice in a sea of many creators and performers who are committed to their vision and to what they hope to convey to their audiences. This was an audience that I hadn't had prior to creating anything, by the way. Of course, there are differing visions on how the creative process gets shared and appreciated within the community. Your reputation as a performer is brought into focus when new performances are posted, but the interest could also be kink or tag-based. Some of us pay attention to karma, upvotes, rankings, listens, comments, private messages, subreddit subscriptions, and or other indicators of success. Still others create content simply to post and choose their own level of engagement or association within the community, which as many know extend farther than we ever expected it to. For me, the audios I've created so far are merely vessels that share a part of myself with you. And I have to cushion lofty expectations by sacrificing my talent for anonymity and for a series of personal beliefs that voluntarily limited my exposure and contributions within the community. Regarding format alone, I could have chosen to post my 35 project in 35 separate posts or to add to the list and or cross-post items more blatantly. Obviously, I've tried to do everything with respect to our community guidelines and general expectations for content creators. And I just hope that mutual respect is evident in everything I do and the content I've created to date. So out of respect for my audience and out of respect for the listeners, I can share that I have one final volume of 35 I'm going to release, hopefully coming sometime this month, January 2017. But after that, I have no further GWA-specific content planned on the horizon. Now, to me, this is not a bad thing. There's no controversy associated with this, no secret drama or behind-the-scenes changes to report. A couple of weeks ago, I cataloged everything I've made for the community, and I've created about 16 hours worth of GWA content, as well as another 10 to 12 hours of Safe Horror content for backstage and just for my subreddit. And that's roughly the same amount of music I've made over the past 15 years or so. And it's important that I can signify or bookend what I've made so far with an explanation or an expectation for the people who have taken the time to make bonds with me. I've already reassured many that I'm not leaving the community and I'm going to continue to remain backstage as time and as life dictates. Music has always been a thread that has run through my life and it seems the most likely thread for me to pick up in lieu of this. Music still challenges me to branch out and think differently. I'm eager to collaborate with musicians, singers, and other people on music projects. When artists decide to break from specific art, there are plenty more people who fill in the absences. And as I see it, there are plenty of talented people and performers within this community that bring their own specific strengths and traits to the table. And everyone is deserving of at least fair treatment and consideration. They are making art and sharing themselves with the community, and it takes a level of courage and should be acknowledged and appreciated. I could not have created everything I have for this community without the help of some really wonderful people. I'm not going to name names here, but the friends, collaborators, connections, and conversations we've shared will be treasured by me as I hover over what I'm going to be doing next. Cum grano salis is Latin for grain of salt. I looked what this phrase meant up because some people chose not to see what we do as art. People within this community come and go in a flash without signifying their intent. Sometimes people feel improperly or have trouble distinguishing the performer from reality. And performers themselves don't recognize the gravity that thousands of listens, hundreds of comments, and months of close-knit intimacy represents. But I've already ensured the permanence of my work so far through my subreddit. And even though the Gone Wild Audio community is likely to continue changing and growing, the people who have found me, or the people who have yet to find me, are always welcome to reach out and share what they think of the art I've made, and to connect and retain their friendships with me. I've mentioned to others that it will always be a thing that was done, a creative burst that I'm incredibly proud of. I hope you've enjoyed my work so far and that you'll continue to explore and revisit it as you feel like. A comprehensive post will be created in a few weeks on my subreddit. Thank you again for all of your support, kind words, and love shown. For now, take care, and I hope to speak to everyone soon.